The afflictions which the souls endure are loving deceptions of God, which will one day fill them with great joy. Souls who walk in light sing the hymns of light. Those who walk in the shadows chant the hymns of darkness. Each must be allowed to sing through to the end the words and melody which God has given him. Nothing must be changed in what he has composed. Every drop of distress, bitter as gall, though it may be, must be allowed to flow, no matter what its effect on us. It was the same for Jeremiah and Ezekiel, whose every utterance was broken by sighs and tears. They found consolation only in continuing the laments. Had their tears been halted, we should have lost the loveliest passages in Scripture. The spirit which makes us suffer is the only one which can comfort us. These different waters flow from the same source. If God seems angry, we tremble. If he threatens us, we are terrified. But we can only let the divine project develop. For within itself it contains both the disease and its cure. So, beloved souls, weep and tremble. Remain in torment. Make no attempt to escape from these divinely inspired terrors. Receive in the depths of your hearts the little streams which flow from the sea of sorrow, which fill the most holy soul of Jesus. Keep advancing, and let your tears flow under the influence of grace. This same influence will finally dry your eyes. The clouds will drift away, the sun will shine again, spring will adorn you with its flowers, and then you will see, because of your abandonment, the full extent of which the divine action is accomplishing. It is really useless to become agitated, for all that happens to us is like a dream. Shadowy images come and go, and dreams passing through our sleeping mind give us both pain and pleasure. Our soul is the plaything of these phantoms, but when we awaken, we know at once that they have not really affected us. Their impression quickly fades, and our waking life pays no heed to the perils or delights of sleep. Now, Lord, can I not say that you carry all your sleeping children during the night of faith, and that you allow the stream through their souls an infinite number of holy and mysterious ideas? During this night and sleep of faith, they cause great terror and anguish, which, when the day of glory dawns, you will transform into real and solid joy. Once these souls are fully awake, have come to, and are at last able to use their own judgment, they will never tire of admiring the adroitness, the subtlety, the finesse, and the loving deceptions of the bridegroom. And they will understand that they can never comprehend his methods, never solve his puzzles, never penetrate his disguises, nor know any comfort when he wishes to cause them terror and alarm. It is at an awakening such as this that Jeremiah and David realized that all which filled them with profound distress gave great joy to God and his angels. Do not awaken the bride. Leave her to sigh and tremble and pursue the bridegroom. It is true that he disguises himself to deceive her, but let her sleep on. Her dreams and fears are born only of sleep and the night. The bridegroom will be active within this beloved soul and do to it what only he can accomplish. When the hour comes, he will awaken it. Joseph made Benjamin weep, and his servants did not reveal his secret. Joseph deceived him completely, and Benjamin and his brothers felt a bitter sorrow and saw no hope anywhere. Yet when he revealed who he was, all was put right, and they admired his wisdom in producing the greatest joy they had ever known from so much apparent misery and despair.